Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said many people believe in law and order as long as they can lay down the law and give the orders. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study today. It's good to be with you, and I hope that our study will be a profit even today. We want to return now to our study concerning the simplicity that is in Christ. Paul in 2 Corinthians 11 suggested to the church at Corinth that he was worried lest they be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The Lord did not design the way of redemption so that it would be confusing and hard for people to understand, but rather made it simple so that all could understand and know what he wanted them to do. And so we are looking at some of the areas in which there is simplicity that the Lord has made known unto us. First of all, we indicated that the creed being a written statement of belief for the church, is very simple. It's the New Testament. It's the Word of God. It's not a human creed. No man wrote it. It was written by inspiration of God. God inspired the men who recorded the words that are in your Bible. And that creed is simple. It can be accepted by all men everywhere and will bring about unity if people will just listen to it without addition or subtraction. Also, we were talking yesterday about the organization of the church. How is the church organized? Who determines what is to be done and what is not to be done? Who is it that decides how we will conduct ourselves? Well, we said yesterday that Christ is the head of the church. And I'd like for you to notice that in the present tense, not Christ was the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church. In the Colossian letter chapter 1 and verse 18, Paul said that Christ was given to be head over the church, and in this God gave him preeminence. God wanted his son to be exalted, and so he made him head over the church. The church is the body, according to Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and the head of the body is Christ. That just simply means the directions given from the head tell the body what to do. So Christ, in his word, directs the activities of the church today. We don't need a human head. And when people suggest that we have to have somebody here on earth to govern these activities, friends, that's just simply not so. Christ is the head of the church, and his word governs the activities of the church. That's very simple, very easily understood. If I want to know what does Christ authorize, I just go to the Bible, because the Bible contains those words. In John 12, 48 and 49, Jesus affirmed in verse 49 that what he said had come from God. In verse 48, he said, "If you reject me and don't receive my word, you're going to be judged by that very word. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." And so the Bible is the book that we look to find out what the head of the church has said that we are to do. Now also, the Bible teaches that in each local congregation, not a national body or not a worldwide body that has a head over this world organization, in each local congregation, there were men appointed to govern the activities under Christ of that congregation. Now, you remember in Titus 1 and verse 5, Paul says, "For this cause left I thee in Crete." He's talking to Titus, and he said, "I left you in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every church." Elders are in each local congregation. Elders are not over two congregations. They're in the local congregation. And elders are told to take the oversight in those local congregations. Now, elders do not make decisions in regard to matters of faith. For instance, Christ, the head of the church, said, "We're to baptize people for the remission of past sins." Elders don't have the right to come along and say, "Well, we're not going to do that." Christ, the head of the church, determined that. Now, elders make decisions, but they make decisions in matters of judgment. And the things that they say are according to their judgment, the things that they think are best for you and I to observe. For instance, as we have said, the baptism is something the Lord commanded. Where we are to be baptized, the Lord didn't tell us. Elders could decide we're going to place a pool in the building and baptize people in that pool. Or they could say we're going to go to the river. We're going to go to the creek and baptize someone in the creek. They have a right to make decisions in those matters of judgment. They don't have a right, because Christ, the head of the church, has decided that, they don't have the right to decide whether or not we will baptize people. The Bible then says that there are elders in the local congregations. The Apostle Paul and Barnabas went out on a missionary journey. They established congregations on that missionary journey and returned home to Antioch after they had done this. But later they decide they want to return. So historians tell us it was approximately 18 months later that they go out on a second missionary journey. And Acts 14 and verse 23 tells us when they went back, they ordained elders in every city. The congregations had grown and developed. The men who were appointed were men who met qualifications as laid down in the Bible, and they became those who were in charge of and responsible for local congregations. So looking at the organization thus far, we have this. We have Christ, the head of the church. We have elders in local congregations leading the congregation in decisions of judgment, in matters of judgment. And they also have those who are special assistants, special servants. They are called deacons in the Bible. The word diakonos means a servant. And so there were those who met qualifications who were special servants under the oversight of the elders of a local congregation. Let me show you a verse that ties all this together. The Philippian letter, chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul writes to the church at Philippi, the saints at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. Now there's the total organization of the church. That's not complicated, is it? Elders in the local congregation, deacons in the local congregation, and saints, those who are children of God. And incidentally, a saint is not a dead person. A saint is not somebody who has died a long time ago and has been canonized and declared to be a saint. A saint is a person who is a Christian, who lives faithfully in their service to God. Well, that's the organization as the Lord gives it. And that's the way, in very simple terms, the New Testament church is conducted. Christ gives instruction through his word. Elders carry out that word and make matters of judgment, make decisions, and deacons assist in the work that is done along with those who are children of God or saints. We hope that you'll be with us again tomorrow in our study. Remember that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.